A sermon on seasons, legacy, building and leaving. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Life is not one endless summer nor an unbroken winter. The Word of God tells us there are seasons, times of planting, times of reaping, times of laughter, and times of mourning, just as nature teaches us the rhythm of spring, summer, fall, and winter. So our spiritual and personal journeys follow the same divine design. When we are young, we labor with strength. As we grow older, God calls us into seasons where the work looks different, not less valuable, but different. The ancient Hebrews understood time not just as linear, but as cyclical. They saw the feasts, the harvest, and the Sabbaths as reminders that life moves in rhythms. To resist the changing of seasons is like trying to keep fall forever. It cannot be done. As Augustine once wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Seasons teach us that restlessness gives way to rhythm, and rhythm gives way to trust in God's timing, the season of doing. There is a season for doing in youth and middle age. Many of us plow the fields of God's kingdom with zeal. We build, labor, and invest our strength. Paul could say near the end of his life, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Before he could finish, he had to fight. Before he could keep, he had to labor. In the customs of the ancient Jewish world, sons were apprenticed to their fathers. A young man first learned to do later. He learned to teach, and finally he learned to bless. In the same way, our lives move from doing to teaching to blessing, the season of leaving. But there is also a season for leaving. The Lord impressed on my heart these words: "You can't leave nothing if you haven't done nothing." The apostles understood this well. If Peter, Paul, John, and Luke had not left behind their writings, their witness would have perished with them. Instead, they left scripture, an eternal testimony that continues to shape the church 2,000 years later. In Greco-Roman custom, a testament was a legal declaration of inheritance. That's why we call our scriptures the Old and New Testaments. They are what God's servants left behind. Our calling is similar: to leave wisdom, influence, relationships, and testimony. As Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. This inheritance is not only wealth, it is knowledge, faith, and legacy. Legacy, doing becomes leaving. Legacy is where doing and leaving meet. Doing is the process of learning and being perfected. Leaving is the process of passing down what you've learned. Most people die and take their wisdom to the grave. A few stories are remembered for a generation or two, but then fade away. Yet legacy is more than memory. Legacy is truth lived out, documented, passed down, and embodied in others. Jesus said in John 15:16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." Lasting fruit is legacy. John Wesley once said, "God buries his workmen, but his work goes on." That is legacy. The workmen come and go, but the seeds they planted continue to bear harvests. So where are you in your season? Are you in the season of doing? Then do with all your strength. Are you in the season of leaving? Then leave with all your wisdom. Remember this truth: doing without leaving dies in silence. Leaving without doing leaves nothing at all. And leaving together create legacy. Let us not clutch tightly to one season when God is calling us into another. Fall cannot last forever, but the beauty of each season is in its purpose. As Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us, he has made everything beautiful in its time, and that includes your season, whether of doing or of leaving. Father, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Help us to labor faithfully in the season of doing and to leave faithfully in the season of departing. May our lives bear fruit that remains, so that when our work is done, your work will go on. In Jesus' name, amen.